Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is luxury healing, baby. Luxury healing means that we mind the business that pays us, right? I'm not going to be out here spending a bunch of money on things that are just going to make me sad and I'm going to have buyer's remorse. I'm going to spend the money on things that make me feel good, people that, you know, make me feel good, and go in places that make me feel good and things that resonate. Living is a luxury. Don't you think? When we're talking about luxury healing, some of us didn't even make it to hear this show. So I think that we all need to be cognizant of the fact that just to be living is a luxury. So when we talk about luxury healing, it's not always going to be cute. It's not always going to be free. Healing costs money. You think jail don't cost money? And when you're in an unhealed space and you go to jail, that costs money. You know, when you're in an unhealed space and you're doing things, you know, to your kids, or you're not paying your child support, or you're not paying your dues in the community, those things in the end will cost you money. That's a luxury that a lot of us don't have.
Y'all, I am here. It is February 3rd, 2021. It is freezing cold today in the state of New York, okay? I mean freezing. Like, I'm sitting here with, like, several items of clothes on and, like, a wool Sherpa fleece blanket, having just finished up what I need to do today. So today's show is called In Bulk. Rebirth. It's actually technically, I mean, everything is a pagan holiday, but I like to study all cultures and figure out, especially in divination, what things are true and what things couldn't have possibly been true. So a lot of the celebrations and things that we celebrate, you know, like Christmas and Easter and things like that, we find out are actually not true. You know, we all know Jesus wasn't born in December. Easter was not because of the resurrection. It happened to come around the same time. But Easter is basically named after the goddess Astera, who is the goddess of spring. So In Bulk is the time of the year that the winter solstice, all of the darkness, and which we celebrated that in December, and the spring equinox, which is the light, it's in between that. So the time between Yule and Astera, Brigid is a goddess associated with this tradition, Brigid, Celtic goddess, I believe. And although I am non-binary, which means I don't claim any type of set, we'll say, I acknowledge power in all forms. Okay. Our ancestors, when they were out in the fields, and I'm not just talking about, you know, black people picking cotton. I'm talking about our people that was out there in the tobacco fields, the, you know, the fields harvesting their own food and things like that. They depended largely in part on meteorology, the stars, astrology. So when people say, like, astrology is not real, I'm like, well, how the fuck do you think that the sailors got where they needed to go? Because if they didn't know where the moon, what phase the moon was in, which affects the tides and so on and so forth. So I don't like to converse with people about certain things that have to do with the stars, because this is just basic, you know, science. So yesterday was also Oya's feast day. So Oya Yanza is our goddess that is associated with the color maroon. She is associated with rainbows, lightning, winds, storms, death, and rebirth. I always say that's big Scorpio energy, because a lot of people think that Scorpio energy, and a lot of people thought that I had Scorpio in my chart. I don't. There's a reason that I have a lot of big, you know, rebirth and death energy around me, and it's because I'm Necro, not because. But also, I attract a lot of Scorpios into my life. Like I said, my first boyfriend, my ex-husband, the last person I was with, you know, was a Scorpio. So it's just like, you know, there's just all this, it's always about death and rebirth. Like, how can we finish this thing off over here that is no longer serving us and either rebuild or let it go to have to move forward? And that's what In Bulk is about. In Bulk is about the fact that a lot of us aren't understanding that in the wintertime you're supposed to be dormant. You know, in New York we call it bear down season. And I don't know if it's because we mean bears hibernate or because we're actually bearing down. I literally live my entire summer preparing for winter. Like, if you go back and listen to some of my shows, I'm like, winter's coming, you know, and I have to get this in the house before winter comes, and I have to get this set up before winter comes, and I have to have this many, you know, boxes of pasta and food and beans and things like that in my house before winter comes, because here in upstate New York, it gets brick. Like, to the point where, like, you can't even drive. Like, today, it's a beautiful day. Like, I haven't seen the sun in a while. It's been dreary now that I think about it. And I'm still up in this bitch burning candles and sitting here with this cloak blanket on. So the thing that a lot of us don't understand is that everything is always connected some kind of way, right? There are no coincidences in the universe. So we have the hardest month for us in the north in February, right? It's the coldest. But we know that if we can make it until April, the snow will subside. Now, last year it was freezing cold until like June. And that's no bullshit, because when I did the run for Ahmaud, I think I did 11 miles for Ahmaud, the young man that was killed in down in Georgia. They chased him down, boxed him in, killed him. He was a runner. So that was freezing cold, and that was like the end of May, I think I did that. So even though In Bulk is not most of our culture, it's definitely a part of my ancestry, just like Oya is. So it's no wonder why Brigitte and Oya, along with Maman Brigitte, which is Bear and Samedi's wife, they're all synchronized, right? So once you know that everything's related and there's no coincidences, you can navigate your healing and fate a little better. So let's get into it. So I'm working on like 50 million things. And one of the things that I do is I do a column for Dear Auntie. It's called Dear Auntie, and it's for Art Voice, ArtVoice.com. If you go into the search bar and you type in Dear Auntie, because sometimes I'm featured that week, sometimes I'm not. If you go into the search bar and you type in Dear, you know, space Auntie, all the articles should come up. I think we're on article like number 29. So this is a weekly thing that gets published typically between Tuesday and Wednesday for Television Tuesday. So I, you know, when it first started, it was a lot of, you know, younger women, we'll say younger than me, okay, writing me, asking me like just very, you know, personal questions or questions that they mama won't answer, and hygiene questions, love questions. And, you know, I've been with this person for 10 years and 20 years and 30 years, and this is happening. And so that I was getting tired of that. And so sudden a lot of men would start to email, and this is from all over the country. This is, you know, and some of them really the world. And if you guys want to send me a question, comment, or concern, you can send it to Dear Auntie. Auntie is spelled with the I-E, so you could just do Dear, A-U-N-T-I-E, 123 at gmail.com and send in your question, comment, or concern. And so I started getting a lot of comments from men, you know, genuinely wanting to know what the fuck is wrong with their girlfriend, their mama, their sister, their wife, whatever. And you would not believe the shit that I read, right? So I used to pick two, but because it's so mentally daunting sometimes, like, I do pick some of the ones where I'm being insulted. I will pick some of the ones that, you know, just to give people a different perspective on what, you know, perception is, right? So, you know, I had a couple, you know, a woman write me that she had been in a marriage for 26 years and longer than that with him, and she fell in love with her side dude. You know, and I don't know if these people are black, white, I can't tell. But she fell in love with her side dude. She said that her husband and her had an open relationship, but they were not allowed to bring the significant others to the home, things like that. And I told her, you know, and I'm pretty frank about stuff. I, you know, whatever y'all do, that's what y'all do. I don't think I could participate in that type of marriage. But then again, I don't judge because I've not been married 26 years. I've not been with somebody 30 years. I don't know what I would tolerate, but I know that I would not expect that person to be the same person that they were 30 years ago. So doing this column actually opens your mind up to not say like, fuck shit, but just to be like, wow, well, that's, you know, how they're sustaining and how's that working out for you, right? Because a lot of times if I'm advising on something, it's something that I've been through. And I've been through a lot of shit. Not a lot of shit has been through me, but I've been through a lot of shit. So on, and I redacted his name out of the thing, the dude Kevin Samuels, and I actually did a show about him probably about a month ago, and I always warn you motherfuckers about these misogynists. It's not even about being misogynistic. You can be a traditionalist. That's fine. It's about these stink coochie energy men. And so I was watching Kevin Samuels do an interview with Tommy. Tommy is like the steroid version of myself. I love Tommy. She's got a lot of issues. She's extremely violent, but she's also she's extremely beautiful. And I just knew she was going to drag him for filth. So I get on Kevin Samuels' page, and she gets on there. She's like, Kevin, because she's from Atlanta too. He's in Atlanta, so y'all know, okay? So he, you know, because for a long time I thought he hated women too. And then I realized something. This is part of the rebirth. This is part of understanding. This is part of in bulk. This man doesn't hate women. No, he's twice divorced. He's a baby daddy. I had no idea this motherfucker was an image consultant. I didn't even know that in the time of COVID, people gave a fuck about their image when they're trying to feed their families. Like, I wish the fuck on all the motherfucking stars in the sky that I would go pay somebody to tell me how the fuck I'm supposed to look or how the fuck I'm supposed to act. I've never paid for like a life coach. Like, that's great. So, like, Ayanna Van Zandt is technically a life coach because she's definitely not a licensed, you know, mental health provider or therapist, right? And she's had her own fuck shit go on. But Ayanna is effective. You know, she's been doing this for some time. I'm not going to no man that looks like he lives in them 12 apartments. And if y'all from Atlanta, you know what I'm talking about when I say 12, the rentals, not the condos. Tell me anything about what the fuck I need to do to get a man or to, if I'm a man, to get a woman. And he comes across as very disrespectful. So I just knew that I was going to watch Tommy drag him for filth. And what actually happened is what we call shared power, okay? She softened her tone a little bit. She did come in there, you know, blazing. She softened her tone a little bit, but so did he. This is it. You can't say bad shit about Tommy. Tommy ain't got an ounce of fat on her. Her titties sitting up. She done had some work, but so what? It's paid for. You know what I'm saying? She's a beautiful girl. It goes back to my point. Pretty women or women that are deemed as pretty or attractive to the person that there is their love interest can get away with murder. This is a fact. You are talking to a bitch that done tore up a car, that done tore up a house, tore up relationships, tore up an apartment, tore up a bunch of shit, and the motherfucker was right back with me. Literally, I don't even think 48 hours had passed, okay? And it's not just because of my looks. It's what I brought to the table and also the time we spent. But at the same time, I've watched these same men cut a bitch off for less, right? Maybe because the aesthetic was not. So we always have to remember that men are very visual creatures. Yes, you have your men that are like, I'm a sapiosexual and I like to have conversations with men. That's cool, but at the end of the day, they still got to look at you because I'm just as fucking shallow. I am very proud to say that not nobody that's ever been on my roster or getting with me was, I don't think, you know, he uses a rating scale. I don't think anybody I ever fucked with was below 8. And 8, I mean financially, I mean physically. Listen, I don't know what motherfuckers y'all be fucking with because mine be top choice. So I get angry and I get upset, but I can't remember the last time I fucked with somebody that didn't have a six-pack. It's not required. It's just that they're physically fit. I try to go and work out and do what I need to do, too. You know, I kept myself up. I used the lotion with the collagen and the retinol in it, you know, because I do also, you know, date younger men. So we have a situation where, you know, we have a bunch of, and I'm going to get to the Chloe Halley situation, a bunch of you old-ass bitches being mad at this 22-year-old for being 22. If your motherfucking dude is looking at her, how is that her problem? So the fuck what? You better get like your grandmother and be like, you know what, Cecil, and that's it's for people that watch my Monday Night Lives with Tiny and Bray. Let Mr. Cecil look at them motherfuckers. He ain't doing nothing. Now, when he start, you know, asking them, do they want to go get ice cream and shit with sprinkles on to beat his ass, but I'm just saying, like, for the most part, I can look at whoever the fuck I want to look to, these little, you know, silhouette challenges. I damn sure was looking at Trey Songz on the Twitter today. I damn sure did, but I looked at the one where they had the volume up. And if that was him, Lord, I've seen what you've done for others. But I ain't even going to front you. I couldn't even take all that. I'd be dead somewhere. My goddamn legs hurt right now, and all I've been doing is exercising all week. So can you imagine me with a Trey Songz with all that he's working with? Whew, child, I'd be in the hospital. So I'm on Kevin Samuels' page. And, you know, I realized when he was talking to her, I said, oh, he's just a regular-ass nigga. Okay, I see what happened. I don't think that Kevin, because I'm going to have to retract something, I don't think that he hates women. But I think that he is aware that the men that follow him, and he is their leader, you know, like Mork and Mindy type shit, take me to your leader, he knows that they hate women. And what you're doing is you're perpetuating the hate, the filth, the unjust, because you don't correct these niggas in your comments. Right. So I'm on there and I see him smitten with Tommy. Tommy is the most, you know, the pretty girl from Love and Hip Hop. She's angry. She's violent. She got a rap sheet. When I tell you about 80% of the men on there was like, I don't care. They don't care. That's what I'm trying to tell you, ladies. Just keep your fucking self up. Do shit for you. Don't let these motherfuckers tell you, oh, you look good, thick, and all this other shit, and now you fat as fuck, and then he fucking with, you know, a skinny bitch. No, stay the course. Whatever the fuck is healthy and makes you happy, you fucking do that, okay? But also be in mind that when you met this motherfucker, what was you looking like? Because we like to say, well, he should have still loved me. No, not really, because, bitch, I'm going to tell you right now, if we start out economically a certain way, And you fall the fuck off for like 3 to 5 business years, bitch, the love is not the same. And that's not gold digger shit. That's real shit. Go get a fucking job. I don't need a Benz. I don't need all that other shit. But motherfucker, you need to be supporting, you know, what we were doing in the beginning when we got in this marriage. And I'm talking about a marriage. I'm not talking about like a regular relationship, okay? You got about 6 months of unemployment before pussy gets dry, and that's on everything. If a woman's pussy still gets wet and you did not contribute to the relationship prior to this, that motherfucker, throw her back. Because that means that her pussy get wet for anything and anybody. You're not special, okay? I don't even be looking at dudes in that type of way because I'm just like, this motherfucker finna cause me a problem. Okay, but I don't hate men. I love men. I love men so much I have one, okay, at all times. So in the end, you know, I'm on there and I'm seeing, and I said to my brother, I said, you see, if you're pretty, you know, you can get away with a lot of shit. All these dudes come out of nowhere, okay, talking about, oh, you know, she uses her sexuality, because she said some funny shit like, you know, she would date somebody that worked at McDonald's, especially if he had just got out of prison and he was waiting on a brick from Miami. That took me clean the fuck out, but let's keep it G. She's telling the truth. She out in L.A. on somebody else's money, okay? And she'll tell you in a minute she's single. So she might be somebody's mistress. She might be, but this is what I try to tell you men all the time. Bitches like that cost money. Don't you know that you can't go fuck with her and you ain't got no money? If you driving less than a Bentley, she ain't gonna fucking talk to you. And she doesn't have to because she looks like that. Now, I know the bitch got 2 kids, but her body gonna look like it. Somebody gonna love her. And that's what men don't understand. And a lot of women, you know, you get so butthurt and you get upset. These are mere mortals. These are how men, this is how men are. Not all men. Okay, well, show me an attractive man, okay, that tolerates, because I don't want to be intolerant, I want to be in love. Show me an attractive man that's going to tolerate some bum shit from an ugly bitch. He's not doing it. Or from a broke bitch. He's not doing it. Women got to learn to step their shit up. So this Kevin Samuels talks a lot about high-value men. Now, in his mind, because I'm going to say some shit, because I'm proud of myself. I really am. My track record is goddamn impeccable based on what this man says. So he says, there's only, I think, 5% of black men in America that make over six figures. And I mean, I'm assuming he's including athletes and everybody else. So he's like, you know, so he's telling basically, you know, he's basically saying that the bum ass bitches that want to date these high value men is never going to happen. That's not true. It's not true. I see raggedy bitches get wiped up all the time. I see big bitches get wiped up all the time. Not every man likes a bitch my size. They don't. When I go to the South, them motherfuckers will tell me in a minute that I need a sandwich. And honey, I think I'm thick, but I'm not. Apparently a size 4 or 6 is not thick. And I understand. I'm not for you. You're not for me. I don't, you know. So, you know, if that's the case, I don't think I've dated a man that makes less than six figures in a very, very long time. I don't even remember. And the thing is that his money never made a difference to me, right? Because we ain't going to talk about what I make. You see what I'm saying? So I have these men that are on there. The one of them is a YouTube influencer, in air quotes. And, you know, he said, he wrote this whole paragraph. I said, sir, I'm not about to read this book. I said what I said. Had this girl been ugly, this man would have attacked her. She's not. He can't say shit about her. She's probably driving a better car than he is, living in a better space than he is. You know what I'm saying? So what's he going to say? But it was cute to see them both be human. And then they was like, yeah, he tamed a beast. And then I'm looking at this verbiage that these black men are talking about this girl. And it's just like, tame the beast. She needed to be humbled. And who fucking hurt you in the fourth grade? Go tell Roberta Cunningham that she hurt you in the fourth grade so you don't have to be 40 and 50 years old and middle aged still hating black women because your mama was fucking raggedy. Or because the bitch that you chose to marry and have kids with was raggedy. Or because the bitch that you tried to wife that wasn't wife material did you dirty. Y'all got to accept responsibility for the shit that y'all do too. So these dudes, there's about 4 or 5 of them trying to, you know, pseudo attack me. And it's funny because I'm in a heel space, so I didn't eat their face as well as I would have maybe about 4 or 5 years ago when every one of their mamas would have been a bitch ass hoe and your daddy would have been sucking dick, you know, for change in the streets. I didn't do that. I just was basically like, you know, in the end, I said what I said and it is what it is. So then I have one dude telling me, like, oh, you probably one of them ones, something about a gold digger and women using their sexuality to get what they want from men. And I said, and you saying all this with your titties out in your profile picture. You up here selling personal training service. That's male thought energy. Any motherfucker that's selling personal training packages and you can't tell me that you do something else, you're a fucking thought. I don't give a fuck. That's just like how y'all talk about these damn CNAs. They out here getting money legitimately, like trying to work in a hospital. You out here selling dick, selling your chest, okay? So, and there are very few men that are in that personal trait because it's a mentality. Y'all forget, I dated a motherfucker that claimed he was a personal trainer and did all this shit, ain't trained, not one motherfucking person. Y'all use that shit to catfish bitches, okay, or to make it seem like you're doing something else, and you look a fucking mess. You look crazy. Where's your fucking job? Because after a certain age, you're going to need a 401k. You're going to need some insurance. I'm not fucking with nobody that ain't got no goddamn health insurance. The fuck? Where you going to? Where you going to the mother? What's this shit called? The emergency care place to get treated? Like, no. Okay? I need you to be an entrepreneur. And that's cool if you want to do personal training. But, sir, you better be getting some money behind it. Because other than that, you a male thought. You no different than Instagram bitches that you talk shit about. That's getting paid for their advertising. You just out here with your chest out for no reason. So I told him that. I said, when you put your bird cage away, then women won't sell their ass on the internet. You out here selling the same shit she's selling. Because if you wanted to be respected, sir, because this is the conversation you're having with me, if you wanted to be respected, you would have had a shirt on. I could have seen that you had a nice chest, which you don't, but I could have seen that you had a nice chest through a tank top. I'm going to come in. So you want to bring it to me like that, I'm going to bring it right back to you. Then another dude told me, you know, that's why your name is Miss Dot D. That's Scott. Now, that's funny to me, and because you'll never be married. You're going to be a Miss forever, said the man with zero posts and a cartoon in his fucking, you know, picture. At the end of the day, y'all motherfuckers don't know me. Miss Dot D. Dot Scott is my maiden motherfucking name. Scott is not even my real last name at this time. I kept my married name. So it's just like, these men just have this, and then it escalated, and I'm laughing because I'm in a heel space. I didn't really go off, but it kind of terrified me a little bit because of the incident that happened in Harlem where that dude attacked her, and they apprehended him, but he apparently had attacked someone like the week before and then like days after he attacked her. You guys are little fucking demons and monsters roaming the earth, hating black women enough that when she went to go get a bottle of liquor because she wouldn't allow him to buy her liquor, he fucking took her outside, beat the fuck out of her, bit her eye and shit like that. All of Harlem was looking for this motherfucker. Okay? So when y'all say, just tell a man the truth up front, tell him you don't want him, bitch, I got a hole in the back of my motherfucking window, in the back of an apartment that nobody even knows I be at doing my spiritual practices, okay? I got a tore up car that nobody even knew where the shit, like, do you see what I'm saying? So to tell somebody no sometimes for us as a woman is fucking dangerous. When we get dangerous with you Negroes, it's because you fucking lied. Okay, there are very few cases where a dude has never slept with a girl, ain't never sold her a dream, ain't never did none of that, and she acted crazy because she was obsessed. And those motherfuckers be like fans. You're talking about like Chris Brown type psychos. You're talking now with Trey Songz with his ding-a-ling all out on Twitter. I can see him having a stalker he ain't never touched before. Okay, but you men lie. Okay, when we women tell you the truth, you want to hurt us. But when you men lie, we want to hurt you. There's the disconnect. Okay, there's the disconnect. Okay, I only ever wanted to fight or make a scene or tear some shit up when a motherfucker blatantly lied to me. Because if you're inconsistent, you just get cut off. There's no reason for you and I to have conversation. Bitch, because listen, I'll go back 1,000 times, but I only leave once. And when I'm gone, don't ask me shit. Don't ask me what happened. Bitch, I told you 27 times, and you just thought that today was going to be the day that you was going to text me and didn't even know you was blocked. Because now I feel like having that miscellaneous, especially in the middle of the wintertime when you're sad, you're fucking in the house by yourself, not fucking in the house, but you're in the house by yourself. You know, a motherfucker be done saying that you want to go eat text. That's how you get me. That's where the devil is a liar. Because I always want to go eat, but not in the snow. And I don't bring people to my crib. So it's like, you know, but for me to see that the hatred has grown for black women, you know, with the offender being the black man, oh man, like that really frightened me because it's like y'all are really out here. And then their lack of knowledge took me clean the fuck out. Like your lack of, oh no, men ain't beating up women like that. It's cameras everywhere right now. This ain't 1965. I'm like, what? Nigga, did you really? Like, so it just got to a place where I left the chat because I'm being attacked by 4 or 5 different people. I don't need help. I'll fucking Cali all y'all motherfuckers. The Hindu goddess that, you know, was cutting all the men's heads off and wearing them as necklaces and shit, that's me. I'll do that. But I go to do my column and I see that one of them, because my page is private on Instagram, and I go to, you know, do my dear auntie, and I see one of them found me, which is fine, right? And this is what I mean when I say protect your neck. Like, y'all be out here posting where you work at and all this other shit. I don't do that because I'm already visible enough. I don't need no more stalkers than what the fuck I already got, because I can't even tell you which one. Well, I know which one tore up the car, but I couldn't even, you know what I mean? It's just, it's too much. So I keep my shit limited. So I go to my dear auntie, and one of them writes me a letter, and you guys can check it out on Dear Auntie. It's the one from just this last Tuesday. And he basically, the first thing he said to me is, you're a bitch. And he was like, and you're fat. What did he say? Something like, you probably act like your fat black mother. And it's so funny because if y'all know me, y'all know my mother is not black. So there's that. So it just, you know, and I responded to him. I got him together. I gathered him. But it does, you know, start to beat you down after a while, where the very people that we were put on this earth to love hate us. And then I posted something one day, and there's a lot of hurt men out there, and I'm so sorry, but I can't fucking help you. I cannot fuck you back to health. I cannot love you back to health, because the very woman that's trying to help you is the one that you're going to hurt the most, because you never dealt with the childhood trauma of maybe your mama wasn't shit Everybody always want to talk about girls that got daddy issues. What about you Negroes that got mommy issues? Maybe your mama was a hoe and that's why you like hoes and now you mad about it. I don't know what the fuck to tell you, but what I do know is that I'm not the one, I'm not the two. And these girls are out here buying up 22 guns, buying up rounds, buying up stuff to take y'all motherfuckers off the planet Earth because you don't know how to keep your hands and your fucking words to yourself, because you never learned how to deal with rejection, because you never learned how to properly love a woman in the first place, and especially not a black or Latino woman, okay? A lot of the problems that a lot of the girls that write me on Dear Auntie are going through, I've never gone through. And like I said, I have gone through some problems. I've gone through some shit on my elder bar, some shit. I've had some problems. But when I look at them, you know, they are so pale in comparison to some of the shit that you women tolerate and call love. Love is not tolerance. Our grandmothers and them may have had some love, but I know for sure one of mine had some tolerance. Okay, we have choices now. And also, man, I want you to understand that in order for you to humble me, what you're really telling me is that I'm so great that I need to take it down a notch. That's what I hear when you tell me I should be humbled, or that's why I don't have a man. Who fucking said that? Just because I don't post somebody doesn't mean that there is not somebody that has shifted this couch up against another wall. It doesn't mean that there's not somebody that was blowing my back out three times a day. It doesn't mean that there was not somebody that sucked all out. Don't ever fucking think that. I protect what I value, right? A lot of you men don't value women. You'll fuck women. You're not gay, but you do not value women. But you want that value given back to you. If you would just, what the woman say? He said, if you would just be quiet, bitch, I'm never going to be quiet. I speak and get paid on several platforms just to talk. So you think you, with your beard that doesn't connect and your receding hairline, are going to get me to concede? You're fucking sadly mistaken and confused, and I do what the fuck I want to do. Alphas don't travel in packs for a reason. I never really even had a beta male even to speak on. All mine was alphas. Therefore, that's why I would never want any of my exes to meet. It'll be like a fucking battle royal because they're all, you know, and like I told the one dude, I don't have any exes. I have men that I used to fuck with or that I used to love. That's it. But I really don't function outside of love very well because I can't be hedonistic enough to just say, oh, I just need to get some dick. Because I know that dick is cheap. Dick is free in all 50 states. And if it's on sale, it's probably stale. So, like, the dudes, like, posting the pictures with their titties out and the, I don't have any titties. You do. You did. Because it's called breast cancer. It's not called, you know, he's like, I have a chest. Stop fucking arguing me, bitch. You out here selling dick. Just say that. But what I will say is that the thing with the Chloe Halle thing, and I'm going to address you women about this shit, let that little girl do what the fuck 22-year-olds do. If Mr. Cecil looking at her in the bathroom, busting her little thing and doing what she's doing, so the fuck what? So what? Okay? If Mr. Cecil want to go fuck a 20-year-old, let him go do it so he can get fucking a UTI and a yeast infection or whatever because the baby don't know what she's doing with her body yet. If Mr. Cecil want to feel like he in control, let him fucking do that. You go get you, I told y'all before, go get you a Jaquan. I don't know why you let men have all the fucking fun. Y'all, listen, there is not a day, really, there is not a week that goes by that one of these little youngins don't come to me and be like, when you gonna let me take you to eat? I'll be like, boy, I probably know your mama. Thank you, though. They don't care. And it's not about looks. Trust me, I know they want to beat the brakes off me or see what it's like or experience it. It's no different for Keisha and them, you know, when she want to fuck with Mr. Cecil. But Keisha want money. Lil Raekwon trying to get chose, okay? So y'all have to stop, you know, being mad at young women for being young women, especially if by the age of 22 you had two kids by two different niggas. And just because you in the church now, you don't get to tell that little girl who been singing her ass off since she was 16, didn't have no motherfucking childhood, and didn't have no hoe stroll. And y'all know I write about that in my book, Staying Elaine, The Diary of a Hot Mess on Amazon and Kindle. I write all about it. If she don't take her whole stroll now, she going to marry one of y'all little raggy-ass sons, and then y'all going to be dragging her because she cheated on him when she was 32 because she never got to enjoy her youth. Being on the whole stroll doesn't mean that you were actual hoe. It just means that you was out there understanding that you had options. Leave that little girl alone just because your ass want to be running around with a jean suit on and a jean skirt talking about what you used to do and still using Jerry Curl spray in your fucking natural hair. But what I will say is, is that I'm seeing a lot of these challenges, silhouette challenge. I don't have a TikTok because, you know, I can't do that. But I love the Busset challenge. I can't do it online because it's just, it's not in me. I feel like that's not part of my persona, and I'm old as fuck, and my leg hurts because it hurts and it's been hurting since yesterday. But and I'm doing a lot of different exercise classes that cause me to not want to showcase that just yet. But I do love this song by Erica Banks, Busted. I do love watching y'all shake y'all little tails. I'm not no hater-ass old chick because I used to do the same thing. My mama used to let me run around in little leather booty shorts and booty shirt and, you know, little teeny tiny tops, and that's what I did. I was my mother's child. So one challenge that I do love to see y'all doing, and y'all should keep doing it and handling y'all business, is this Busted challenge. But can we talk about the fact that the lyrics to the song bang? Like, when I hear this shit come on in the vehicle, I'll be like really busting it, like, you know, in the driver's seat, because I really like it. So guys, enjoy your week. I didn't pull the car this week, but I pulled everybody else.
Bands in the motherfucker pants. He was standing for my stance, so I took him to the spot. I don't wanna talk, I wanna be in your mouth. Say that nigga get out, he ain't packing with a clock. Begging for a dance, he ain't even get a chance. Throw it back and let it land, ain't no begging me to stop. Bitch, ate the pussy up on Tuesday. Back in the side, you're two ways. Give me that top like two pay. Slurping on the pussy like Kool-Aid. Wanna be enough for these two bays. Nigga down my throat like goose. Hey, lickle on the tip like Kool-Aid. Nigga, I'ma do whatever you. Nigga, you ain't never seen.